Scarborough's first lifeboat was built in 1801 and was the second operational lifeboat to be built in the UK. It was 30 feet long and fitted with 10 oars. It was commissioned by a boat builder, Charles Smith, at a cost of £147, funded by local donations. It saw active service almost immediately when it was called out to rescue the crew of seven from the Aurora of Newcastle. The lifeboat was originally manned by fishermen, who in those days deliberately did not learn to swim. This was because if they did get washed into the sea, death from drowning would come quickly. Today, all lifeboatmen have to be able to swim to a certain standard in order to be allowed to join a crew. One famous name will always stand out in the history of Scarborough lifeboats, and that's John Austin, who was coxswain for 41 years before retiring in 1911. Altogether, he took part in the rescue of 230 lives in peril and was awarded the Silver Medal for Gallantry in October 1880 after the lifeboat was called out five times during a 24-hour long storm and rescued every one of 28 lives in danger. In 1902, King Edward VII presented him with a silver commemorative gift in honour of his distinguished service. Scarborough's current lifeboat can usually be viewed in the South Bay on most days. Since 1824, lifeboats have been under the jurisdiction of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, and it is independent of government and funded from donations.